This part of my leg is my
lower your knee.
Shin or shank?
Shin. Your shin. I thought it was your knee, was your thing. Shin. No. Oh, this is your shin?
Yeah.
Okay then.
I didn't mind
that. I may break up a marriage beforehand. Break up a marriage of 52 years. Wouldn't that be a feather?
Wouldn't that be on just because you couldn't see what a shin was?
When a man, well, Larry and I argue. You may have a chance someday. If a man is all squatted down, you know, his knees are not on the ground, they're kind of sticking out in front of him. You say he's down on his
knees?
His
hunkers.
Okay. Now, what are his hunkers?
Well, and as they're down, squatted down, his backside, his hips down on his legs when he squats.
Is on his hunkers a position rather
than... Yeah, it's a position.
Would you be able to actually put your finger... Man, that's a bad choice of words. Would you be actually able to point out a part of a man's body that was his hunkers?
Or yeah, is it a position? I believe I could, because it'd be the back part of his shanks and his... he said butt, and I'll say rump is down on, resting down on them.
All right, now then you'd say that the back part of his shanks on up to his rear end are his hunkers?
Is his hunkers, yeah.
All right, fast.
You can tell where's to that one, Dad.
Think about that. All right, you see someone who's kind of pale and thin, and you think perhaps they've been sick.
Yeah.
You say, goodness, you sure do
sure look bad.
Are you ever say peaked?
Yeah, you look pale. You need to get you some kind of iron tablets and take and get some.
All right, would you say peaked though, or ever? Would that be something you'd think of?
Yeah, I'd think of that because it means pale and looks bad. I think it would mean that.
Would you say it for me?
Peaked?
Uh-huh.
P-E? I don't know.
That'd be the way though that you'd say.
Yeah.
Rusty nails and vinegar drink, that's what
grandma done.
Rusty nails.
Rusty nails. She washed them nails good and had hot water on them, scalded them and killed the germ. Put them in vinegar and drank a spoonful every morning to get some iron in her body.
And this would build her up?
Yeah, would build her up more iron, give her iron, and but a Hoyt can still do it, does it? I think his brother.
No, thank you.
It ain't bad. It's not bad.
But she ain't eat that.
Ooh, you don't try to get me there. Don't you try to, I'm just about to talk about fat here, and you're just going to ruin everything. If I say to you, this man is a stout man. Now,
stout man?
Yes. Now, what do you think, what do you picture in your mind?
I picture he's real fat.
All right. Now, you think of stout as meaning fat.
Yeah.
You would not think of it as meaning strong.
I don't think a fat man's very strong. What I don't believe, because they can't cooperate with that short breath they'd get to be stout. What they'd have to do to be stout, their breath's too short. They're being fat.
All right. Are there any other words you'd use to refer say a man is strong? You might say he sure is a what kind of man?
Stout man.
Or being strong.
Yeah.
Then you might say stout meaning he was strong.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Somebody who's easy to get along with, you say, oh, he sure is.
Easy to get along with.
He's good.
Good-hearted.
Nature.
He's good-natured?
Yeah.
Would that be what you'd say? All right. Now, what would good-natured mean?
It means friendly, I think. Friendly and able to take a joke, if he was going to make a joke of anything or about him. He's good-natured in everything. He don't get mad. He's just a good-natured person.
He's always easy.
Yeah, easygoing. Yeah.
All right. You're talking about a teenage boy. You know, they go through a stage where they seem to be just all arms and legs, and they.
That's a gawky like. That's a gawky old boy going on.
Now, is that the way he looks, or the way he tends
walks
to fall over?
Fall over things. Yeah.
Now, which one or both?
I'd say he's just gawky.
When
he will probably, as he grows, will fill out and that gawkiness will leave.
Now the gawky then means the way he looks.
Yeah, the way he walks and looks also slouchy, gawky.